Now, Gabriel Iglesias
is using
joined
a couple
us.
Cans of Campbell's soup and a string to phone that one in.
Literally phoned it in.
Gabriel is in the new Magic Mike film. We'll talk about that in a second. Let me do the island thing with you, Gabriel. You're going to go live on a deserted island. You can take one candy bar that you can eat the rest of your life. Which one candy bar is that?
Baby Ruth.
Ooh, our first Baby
really?
Ruth.
Really? No hesitation.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Baby Ruths are good.
Yeah.
Okay, you can take one kind of food.
One kind of food. Lasagna.
Oh, dude.
I like the way you think.
Oh, really? In a real Italian restaurant, fresh made, like from mama. And the sauce is the key. Lasagna is one of the great foods on the earth.
Yes.
All right. You can take one album.
Eagles. Greatest hits. I'll cheat that one.
Nice.
Movie.
Back to the Future.
Really? You and Danny can be best buddies. Danny thinks that is the greatest film ever made.
He thinks it's a documentary.
For conversation's sake, you can have one person, dead or alive, join you alive on the album. Who would that be?
On the island.
Oh, yeah, I was like, on the album.
On the island.
On the island? I'd have to say Sinatra, just because I'm sure he's got amazing stories.
Hey, you can have lasagna together, talk about the old days.
You know, that's a good choice, because you're right. That guy lived 8 lives in his one. Okay, and for sexual purposes, dead or alive, you can have anybody you want.
Oh.
You can't say wife or girlfriend. That's a cop-out.
You can double up on Sinatra, though, if you want.
Ah!
And you can choose dead. That's...
Well, I mean, if this is the one person you're going to be with for the rest of, yes. That's it, you're done. I guess for performance sakes, Belladonna.
You know what? Google it. You don't know who that is.
We're just saying, as far as, you know, it's not about I love you. It's
sure.
Not about we're going to hang out and talk about sports.
Animal attraction.
It's for one sole purpose.
Yes.
This one individual has taken her skills to the final frontier, if you will. Yeah.
So now
she's retired since then, or it just fell off.
Gabriel wins,
But in her prime. You said dead or alive, so I'm going to say her in her prime.
Gabriel wins the island question game by far.
So now, Gabriel, my wife, you know, she's a fan of these Magic Mike things, and she tells me I can't go with her because I'll screw it up. Now, I don't know what she means by that, but I can't go. So now, Gina and my wife and my two daughters are going to go see. Her concern, now, obviously, there's hot men that have nothing on and they're dancing. So that's good. But she's concerned it's going to be a stupid story. Talk her down.
Well, first of all, the fact that she's even telling you that is making her, she wants to tell you not to go.
Exactly.
She wants to make it seem like, she could care less about the storyline, dude. You know that's what it is. I mean, she does not care how it ends. And she doesn't want you there because you're going to ruin her fun, because she's afraid of showing how excited she's going to get when she watches the movie.
I dig it.
And
I respect it.
And all those other girls are going for the dancing and the shirtless guys. I'm going for Tobias and his hey juice.
Thank you. Thank you. I guarantee you, this is a... I've attended a screening and I'm... you know, it's one thing to see women go crazy at a live show, but for them to still do that for a film, that's why your wife doesn't want you to go.
You know, and I'm cool with that, but I will say this. I'm a fan of Channing Tatum from his acting. The really funny movie he made, 21 Jump Street, love that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was amazing in the Steve Carell, give me the film.
Foxcatcher.
Yes.
He was amazing. So that's where I know him from then. And this is literally a month ago. I stumbled across a video of him dancing. He is amazing.
Yeah. You just stumbled across it, right?
Look, I'm not up here Googling Channing Tatum.
He was looking at his wife's history on the computer.
Yeah.
Well, look, we didn't get a chance to spend much time. Now, I know that you're a stand-up comic, and I need more time with you. So... we got a bunch of stuff. I need you to come back.
Absolutely.
I want you to come back and we need to spend an hour so we can do some show and we can have some fun and get to know you better, because you're a good dude and you're hysterical. So I'm not just saying this. I want you back in the room when it's good for you.
Wow. Thank you.
How often do you hear that?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
No, dude, it's a win-win. If you come in, you have a good time, you're funny, then the show's funny. So we all win.
We all win. we all win. We can find out some more stuff that I take on the island.
All right. Well, Gabriel is in. How much are you in Magic Mike?
I'd say about 45% of the film.
Yes.
Cool. And do you take your clothes off and dance around some?
Something happens in the movie. Yeah.
Yes.
I do wind up on stage at one point.
Perfect.
Well, Gabriel, listen, thank you for taking time to come in and say hey, and I'll see you the next time you're in this room.
Very cool, man. Let your wife have a good time.
Trust me, I
just,
will.
Just stay home and leave the lights off, man. You'll reap the rewards.
I got no issue. I got no concern. The best to you, Gabriel. Thanks again.
Thank you. Google Belladonna.
I'm going to do it right now. Belladonna. Okay.